We are behind a canal that connects Lake Parker to Saddle Creek. And the document that built that canal was coming to be over 100 years old. Well, we built the first bridge there. Bridges are expensive. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they can be pricey. And so when that bridge came to the end of its lifespan, Wayne was looking at this old document, and it said that they were responsible for ingress and egress across the property. So he called them. They looked up the document. They didn't know it existed. They saw it was official. They called a team from up north and built us, and we have a professionally built bridge to our property. Because God is a good father. He's a good father. He doesn't want to neglect you. He wants to build you up, to support you, to give you the things that you need. Now look in that same light as James 1:17. That means we're going to have to eliminate some ways of thinking, like God will make you sick to teach you. Does that sound like something a good father would do? Absolutely not. Sometimes the church world, I don't know, just making excuses for the things that happen in your life. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Verse 17, chapter 1. Every good. Do you see that? Every?
Every.
It's every. Your Father gives good and perfect gifts from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That means he doesn't change. He's not subject to change. You know, if you have a sundial, you've seen the old sundials, they change when the sun moves. But it doesn't matter what's happening in your life, God does not change. He's still a good father. He still wants to give you good things. That's who he is. That's how he functions. Now they say God made Job sick or allowed Satan to do it, and that's not true. We've taught Job here. You know that's not true. You need to keep the goodness of God in the forefront of your thinking at all times. God is good. And if the things happening in your life are not good, they're not God. And God has a solution for you. He has an answer for you. Thank God that he does. Now, we like instant. We get real uptight if there's two cars in front of us at Dunkin' Donuts and all you want was a cup of coffee. You know, you're inclined to blow your horn. Well, maybe not us, but them. Because we get kind of in a hurry. But the scripture has a lot to say about in due season. About standing your ground, knowing the promise of God, knowing the will of God, knowing the plan of God, stand your ground. Don't compromise. Don't give up. Don't surrender. He's a good father. He's going to do good things. And we have need of patience that after we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise. We've covered patience very thoroughly in the recent weeks. We have need of patience. That's when you just hang in there. You know, we tend to stomp our foot and say, I can't stand this any longer. I know you've probably not done that, but you hear that a lot by them, don't you? I can't stand this any longer. I don't have to put up with this. I always say, you don't. What are you going to do if you don't put up with it? Well, give me a hint. He's a good father, and he's going to keep his word. He's going to keep his promise. Now look at 1 Kings 8:56. He's going to do good and perfect things. You know, sometimes we haven't got our mind on the good and perfect. We've got our mind set. We know what we need. We think. Lately, so many people have come up short and really missed the will of God. And I said, if I see Pastor Reggie, I'm going to fall on my face and beg him to teach one more time how to be led of the Spirit. Yes. Nothing's more important than lining up with God. Yes. Lining up with where he is and what he says. And even though it doesn't look like it, doesn't seem like it, doesn't feel like it, but we walk by faith and not by sight, we're going to stand firm, because in due season, God is going to come through. He's going to bring you what you need. He's a good father. He's going to do good things. He has strength for you. He has a solution for you. He has a solution for sickness. Right. Said, well, I've been sick 30 years. Well, it's over today. Amen. If you grasp truth today, it's over. And you take a firm grip on God's hand, because he upholds us with the right hand of his righteousness, Isaiah 41:10. Upholds us. sustains us, maintains us.